The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Informed viewers, today's Stop Animal Cruelty program features our presentation of part two of the award-winning 2005 documentary on animal suffering, Earthlings. Directed by Vegan U.S. filmmaker Sean Monson, co-produced by noted Vegan U.S. actresses Persia White and Maggie Q, and narrated by Golden Globe and Grammy-winning vegan actor and artist Joaquin Phoenix. The film features music by the world-famous vegan DJ and musician Moby from the United States. Earthlings has received numerous honors, including the Progy Award given by the U.S.-based animal welfare group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and the Best Documentary Award in the Animal Advocacy category at the International Artivist Film Festival held annually in California, USA. The film is known as The Vegan Maker because it has prompted so many people to transition to the compassionate and life-affirming plant-based diet. Such individuals include the Emmy Award-winning U.S. talk show host, Ellen DeGeneres, as well as the well-known Canadian professional ice hockey player, George Larac. Mr. Larac was so moved by the film, he agreed to narrate the French language version of the documentary. We spoke with Mr. Larac about his efforts to promote the film.
Yeah, every time I show it, there's a lot of people that make a lot of change, a lot of people that become vegan, so that's why today I did a presentation with a nutritionist, because people want to know option what they could eat, because now there's more and more people that are making the big change, so it's really good, and I'm going to keep going and stuff, and try to get as many people as we can, because everybody that is vegan, it's a step forward towards a direction of a better environment around us.
Last week on Part 1, Earthlings covered why animals should be respected and loved and given the same liberties and freedoms that humans enjoy. The horrors of the pet industry were examined, including the untold suffering of our canine friends in puppy mills and shelters that euthanize animals after a period if they are not adopted. This week, Earthlings explores the nightmarish lives of animals raised for food. Before we begin, let us first hear from director Sean Monson about the cruelty of the dairy industry.
It's not all grazing, green, flowing grass and cows singing like in the cheese ads you see here, for instance, in California, where they're all happy. I mean, some animal groups try to sue them for misrepresentation because show us this place. Where is this place? Where the three cows have acres of rolling land and are just walking around. That's not the case. Those cows aren't churning out cheese like that. They have to be perpetually pregnant, because cows aren't pregnant 12 months a year, 24/7, they're not. They have to be kept continually pregnant. Instead of a 20-year lifespan, they actually fall over from exhaustion after 4 years. They literally just fall over. And when the calf is born, one of two things will happen. If it's a female, she'll become a milking cow. If it's a male, they become veal. So the milk industry is directly related to the veal industry. And naturally, as I said earlier, animals are very similar to us in some of the most basic areas. A mother certainly loves its child, its offspring. And the day they come to remove that baby, which is 2-3 days after it's born, the mother will do everything in her power to get in the way of them doing that. And they'll use usually some sort of barrier that they can move and carry. And they try to begin to sort of put a wedge between the mother and her young and divide them, and then they can separate the two. And the mother will literally pound against them, they'll break their necks trying to get to their baby, calling out. And you know what's really, really amazing? Talk about the emotion of compassion in another species, is that when they take that baby away in that truck and it goes away, and the baby's bleeding out, calling out for its mother, and the mother's mooing, calling out for its calf, the mother will clearly show signs of depression. She will literally just mope and go down. And what's truly remarkable is that the other cows come around and try to bolster her up, try to lift her up, try to encourage her.
We now present part two of the documentary, Earthlings.
happens in slaughterhouses is a variation on the theme of the exploitation of the weak by the strong. More than 10,000 times a minute, in excess of 6 billion times a year, just in the United States, life is literally drained from so-called food animals. Having the greater power, humans decide when these animals will die, where they will die, and how they will die. The interests of these animals themselves play no role whatsoever in the determination of their fate. Killing an animal is in itself a troubling act. It has been said that if we had to kill our own meat, we would all be vegetarians. Certainly very few people ever visit a slaughterhouse, and films of slaughterhouse operations are not popular on television. People might hope that the meat that they buy came from an animal who died without pain, but they don't really want to know about it. Yet those who, by their purchases, require animals to be killed do not deserve to be shielded from this or any other aspect of the production of the meat they buy. So where does our food come from? For those of us living on a meat diet, the process these animals undergo is as follows. For beef, the animals are all branded. In this instance, on the face. Dehorning usually follows, never with anesthetic, but rather a large pair of pliers. Transportation, animals are packed so tightly into trucks they are practically on top of one another. Heat, freezing temperatures, fatigue, trauma, and health conditions will kill some of these animals en route to the slaughterhouses. Milking cows are kept chained to their stalls all day long, receiving no exercise. Pesticides and antibiotics are also used to increase their milk productivity. Eventually, milking cows, like this one, collapse from exhaustion. Normally, cows can live as long as 20 years. But milking cows generally die within 4. At which point, their meat is used for fast food restaurants. At this slaughterhouse, the branded and dehorned cattle are brought into a stall.
The captive bolt gun, which was designed to reduce animals unconscious without causing pain, fires a steel bolt that is powered by compressed air or a blank cartridge right into the animal's brain. Though various methods of slaughter are used, in this Massachusetts facility, the cattle is hoisted up and his or her throat is slit. Along with the meat, their blood will be used as well. Though the animal has received a captive bolt to the head, which is supposed to have rendered him or her senseless, as you can see, the animal is still conscious.
This is not uncommon. Sometimes they are still alive even after they have been bled and are well on their way down the assembly line to be butchered.
This is the largest Glatt kosher meat plant in the United States. Glatt, the Yiddish word for smooth, means the highest standard of cleanliness. And rules for kosher butchering require minimal suffering. The use of electric prods on immobilized animals is a violation. Inverting frightened animals for the slaughterer's convenience is also a violation. The inversion process causes cattle to aspirate blood or breathe it in after incision. Ripping the trachea and esophagi from their throats is another egregious violation, since kosher animals are not to be touched until bleeding stops. And by dumping struggling and dying steers through metal chutes onto blood-soaked floors with their breathing tubes and gullets dangling out. This sacred task is neither clean or compassionate. Shackling and hoisting is ruled yet another violation, nor does it correspond to the kosher way of treating animals. If this was kosher, death was neither quick nor merciful.
When we return, we'll continue with our presentation of Earthlings. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is Stop Animal Cruelty on Supreme Master Television. We now resume our presentation of the documentary Earthlings that was directed by Sean Monson and narrated by Golden Globe and Grammy winner Joaquin Phoenix.
Veal. Taken from their mothers within 2 days of birth, are tied at the neck and kept restricted to keep muscles from developing. Fed an iron-deficient liquid diet, denied bedding, water, and light. After 4 months of this miserable existence, they are slaughtered. Sows and factory farms are breeding machines, kept continually pregnant by means of artificial insemination. Large pig market factories will manufacture, as they like to call it, between 50,000 and 600,000 pigs a year, each. Tail docking is a practice derived from the lack of space and stressful living conditions, so as to keep pigs from biting each other's tails off. This is done without anesthetic. Ear clipping is a similar procedure, also administered without anesthetic. As well as teeth cutting. Castration is also done without painkillers or anesthetic, and will supposedly produce a more fatty grade of meat. The electric prods are used for obvious reasons: handling. Electrocution is another method of slaughter, as seen here. Throat slitting, however, is still the least expensive way to kill an animal.
After knife sticking, pigs are shackled, suspended on a bleed rail, and immersed in scalding tanks to remove their bristle. Many are still struggling as they are dunked upside down in tanks of steaming water, where they are submerged and drowned.
We conclude today's program with some thoughts from the compassionate Sean Lawson.
To be a vegan, you go, it's not just food you consume, it's things, products that you wear, so it's clothing, leather, and animal products that might be in cleaning products in your home, that sort of thing. So you just become mindful more and more of that, and you make a choice. It's like every time you spend a dollar, you essentially cast a vote. So you just choose, well, I'm not going to vote for that anymore. That's the power the consumer does, always has, every day.
We would like to thank director Sean Monson and the others involved in this production for allowing us to air this moving documentary. Let's all immediately adopt the loving, organic vegan diet and end the heartless cruelty inflicted on our animal friends so they are allowed to live in peace and happiness. Earthlings may be viewed online at www.earthlings.com. The Earthlings DVD is available at the same website. Thank you for joining us for today's program. Please watch part 3 of our 6-part presentation of Earthlings next Tuesday on Stop Animal Cruelty. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May the divine light of heaven shine within all of us.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.